morning with cricket, and the news that one of the West Indies' greatest spin bowlers, Alf Valentine, has died. Valentine will be remembered by many of you for his bowling partnership with Sonny Ramadan that helped the West Indies to a maiden series victory in England in 1950.
Valentine flipping the ball from hand to hand. Back comes in again, bowls to Washbrook, and Washbrook hits it hard, he's out! Well, that was an amazing stroke. Caught Worrall, bowled Valentine.
John Arlott there commentating on the West Indies spin bowler Alf Valentine taking the wicket of the England opener Cyril Washbrook during the third test between England and West Indies at Trent Bridge in Nottingham in 1950. Alf Valentine was 74 and had been ill for some time. Alex Castick has more on his career.
Alf Valentine played 36 tests for the West Indies in which he took 139 wickets in a time when there were far fewer internationals than today's almost relentless schedule. In 1950, he and his spin partner Sonny Ramadan were instrumental in a famous series victory over England. Valentine took 7 wickets in the opening test at Lord's to help the Windies record their first ever test victory on English soil. His match figures included 75 maiden overs, a record which has never been bettered. His partnership with Ramadan became so famous, it was celebrated in the Calypso song Those Little Pals of Mine, Ramadan and Valentine. He was named Cricketer of the Year in 1951 and remained in the Test squad until 1963. Alf Valentine enjoyed a successful spell in the English leagues before retiring. He eventually moved to live in Orlando, Florida.
Alf Valentine, who has died aged 74.